You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. We're looking ahead to Saturday's racing on this edition. You can hear every race live with myself, Sam Norris, joined by Paddy Aspel and Seb Sanders from 1:35pm on Racing Radio on Saturday. It's Northumberland Plate Day, of course, at Newcastle. Fantastic day of racing in store at Gosforth Park. There's also Patton Racing at Newmarket alongside Windsor, York and Chester in the afternoon. Doncaster and Lingfield fill the evening berths. And of course, it's Irish Derby Day over at the Curragh. Plenty to come on Saturday then from 1:35 on Racing Radio. As mentioned, my name is Sam Norrison. Joining me on today's edition of the podcast, and it's fitting that we've got this pundit in the studio for Northumberland Plate Day, a man who knows more about that part of the world than most of the team here at William Hill. It's Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
Very well, Sam, very well. Feels a little bit like Christmas Eve as a kid.
I was just about to say, looking forward to the big one for you tomorrow.
Yeah, very much so. Early departure and a few sherbets to help settle the nerves.
Yes.
And yeah, it should be a good day. It's always a good day, Northumberland Plate Day. Obviously, last year was the first running on the Topeka surface. Mm. Didn't make a huge difference in terms of attendance and numbers of people still turned up. And we've seen a really exciting race last year and, hoping for some of the same this time around. So, yeah, very much looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah, it served up an absolutely cracking race last year, Craig. And as you mentioned, the race itself didn't lose anything for the switch to Tapita. Absolute heartbreak for Brian Ettlison and Seymour. We know how much he wants to win this race.
Yeah, he's in it again this year. And, you know, he looked sure to win last year, didn't he? And
yes.
Land Brian Ellison's first Northumberland Plate. One positive to take, I think, last year as well, we have had the inaugural running of the consolation race.
Yes.
Last year, we got maximum fields in both. And for me, when you look at the first four home in both races, the draw played little effect. Danny Day won the consolation race and was drawn in stall 20. Mm. The placed horses in the plate last year were drawn high. On the grass, you know, high draw was seen as a major negative, even over the two-mile trip. So I think it's less of an impact now, the draw at Newcastle on the Topeka surface. And unfortunately, we've only got 12 in the consolation race this time around. Considering we had 117 entries for the two races, it was slightly disappointing.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. And it hasn't stopped Peter Niven having a little whinge about Clever Cookie's draw in the paper, though, Craig.
Yeah.
It's almost understandable, given the bad luck that horse has had regarding draws.
Indeed, but, you know, I wouldn't look too much into the draw. I played earlier in the week in the race because I wasn't too concerned about the draw, to be honest. You know, a couple of horses I like, which, you know, when we come to look through the race, I'll touch on, but I don't see the draw as a problem. Danny Day won the consolation race from stall 20 last year. For me, you want to be played as late as possible over 2 miles, and you want to be making your charge down the middle of the track. Stay off the far rail and come down. I think that's more important than actual, you know, being drawn out wide.
Yeah. Okay. And as you just mentioned there as well, the crowds haven't suffered for the switch to Tapita. Was it as well attended as always last year, and expecting the same this year?
Yeah, it was. It was a lovely day weather-wise last year as well.
Yes, always helps.
Need some sunblock on for the people less fortunate on top. there was a good attendance last year. It was well attended. Ladies' Day at the end of July actually attracts a much bigger crowd.
Is it really?
But I would say, you know, the people that go tomorrow are, you know, more racing fans than the people that attend the Ladies' Day meeting.
Mm. How does it stack up in comparison to Fighting Fifth Day, for example? Is that as well attended or not quite?
This Fighting Fifth Day will be tailed off compared to
really?
The Plate Day, yeah. It used to always be the biggest day. It's only since, you know, the Ladies' Day came onto the calendar a few years ago that, you know, has seen people, you know, turn up in big numbers to that meeting. But the tradition of the plate goes back a long, long way.
Yes, indeed. The the Pitman's Derby.
The Pitman's Derby, indeed.
Where does that come from? You know
a lot about Newcastle that you're letting on. So I think you're a secret Geordie.
A true fan. No chance of that. I did enjoy my sole trip to Newcastle, though. I didn't go racing, but I went to St James's Park. And once I'd caught my breath, having walked to the top of the stairs.
Level 7.
Yeah, indeed.
And you beat us as well, didn't you?
We did.
We'll not touch on that. We'll move on.
So. One of a few high points from last season, that was. Let's take a look at some of the races then on Northumberland Plate Day. We're going to look at three from Newcastle and, of course, the Irish Derby from the Curragh as well. Beginning with the 225 contest at Newcastle, which is the Group 3 Chip Chase Stakes, racing over 6 furlongs for this one. Got a field of 11 down to contest this year's renewal. And your thoughts, first of all, on the Chip Chase, Craig?
Yeah, we got the 2015 first and second lining up here again, but of course that race was on the grass.
Yes,
Sam, and that was Elios and Matt Moo who finished first and second in that race. Looking at this year's renewal, you're looking at Name It What You Like as the likely pace angle in stall 6. Ornate can also go forward from stall 9. So middle to high numbers, and I think it's really important on the straight track at Newcastle that you are close to the pace. So I think the low-drawn horses could struggle here. And Don't Touch is likely to go a favourite for Richard Fahey and Tony Hamilton. Coming back to 6 furlongs after racing over 7 at Leopardstown last time, he could struggle being stuck out on the wing on stall 1. I like Kimberella here. I really do. Done really well since moving to the Richard Fahey yard. Last 3 starts have all been over 5 furlongs, but when you look back at the big sprint at Musselburgh he ran in off a mark of 109 last time, he was doing all his best work in the closing stages of that race. He was finishing to real good effect in the middle of the track. He didn't get the run of the race. He shaped better than the bare result. And I actually went back just before we recorded this podcast to look at his last run over 6 furlongs, which came at Lingfield, and it's a totally different track to Newcastle, but he was really sticking his neck out going through the line. He's a real tryer, Kimberella, and 5 and 6 come alike to him now. I don't think, I wouldn't say he needs 5 furlongs. If anything, the way he ran at Musselburgh, he looks to be crying out for 6 furlongs now. And this looks the perfect race from stall 11. Looks a real good draw. You know, he's going to be in a good position to race close to the pace. And he's in real good heart 14 days on from Musselburgh. So I'd be quite hopeful Kimberella can win the Chip Chase Stakes.
Kimberella then the selection for Craig in that 225, the Group 3 Chip Chase Stakes, which is the first race that we'll preview on Newcastle's card on Saturday. On to the consolation race for the plate then. This is the Northumberland Vars, run at 3 o'clock over an extended 2-mile trip. 12 runners lining up for this year's renewal. The betting headed by London Prize at 5-2. Kensington Star is 11-2 with October Storm. Graceland 7-1, 8-1 for High Command. And it's 12's Bar and a horse in London Prize, Craig, who's pretty decent over hurdles, won the Imperial Cup at Sandown and then made a very decent return to the flat game last time out when bolting up at Goodwood.
Yeah, Ian Williams. This was a good buy by Ian Williams. Mm. You know, he'd shown a lot of promise on his first few starts over hurdles. He was unlucky to fall at Musselburgh. And after that fall at Musselburgh, he was actually going really well in that race as well on trials day. They brought him back to the flat to run at Newcastle. And you know, this could be a pointer to the plate, which has run 30-odd minutes or so after the consolation, because London Prize finished second to Natural Scenery, the filly that's well fancied for the plate, and Hotbeat was back in third in that race. And London Prize and Hotbeat probably wasn't best positioned in what was a relatively slowly run affair, and they both shaped a fair bit better than the result. After that, as you touched on, he went back over hurdles and won well on soft ground. And all his form up until the Imperial Cup run was on a good top of the ground surface. But he proved he handled soft ground well. He had another couple of starts over hurdles where he ran moderately and then returning to the flat. He bolted up at Goodwood last time. He carries a £5 penalty. He's set to go up another £4. So theoretically, he's £4 well in,
yes,
ahead of his mark. So he's got a big, big chance, London Prize. He's 5-2 as we record this with William Hill. Kensington Star is likely to prove the biggest danger horse. It's absolutely thriving at the moment and can hopefully provide, you know, some strong clues for a horse I like in the plate. won well at Carlisle on soft ground two starts back and went into a good staying handicap at Musselburgh last time, and he came up against a horse on older form that was extremely well handicapped on the level, and Jim Goldie's great fighter. And Kensington Star just got squeezed up in the closing stages of that race. I don't think he would have beaten Great Fighter, but he might have finished, you know, another length closer to him. He's currently in real good heart. He is officially £1 ahead of the handicapper. He's due to go up another pound when he's reassessed. And he comes here in real good heart. There's not a lot between the two, Sam. I think they are the main two horses to concentrate on in the consolation race. 5-2 and 11-2 as we record this. You know, I think London Prize is probably the one just to stick with, but I certainly wouldn't put anybody off Kensington Star, the form he's in at present.
Okay, Craig, focusing on the market principles then, London Prize and Kensington Star, 5-2 and 11-2 respectively for the Northumberland Vase, which is the consolation race for the big one, which comes up at 3:30, of course, the 2017 Northumberland Plate. Got a field of 20 runners down for this year's renewal, racing over an extended 2-mile trip. And the betting at the time recording is headed by Fly Me to the Stars at 9-2. Last year's unlucky second, Seymour, is in the betting at 5-1. 8-1 for Higher Power. Jamair is 8-1. 9-1 for Natural Scenery. 10-1 and bigger prices for the rest of them. As we touched on earlier, Craig, Seymour had his heart broken in last year's renewal, and there has been good support for this horse over the course of the week. It was as big as 9-1 Monday night, now into 5-1. Is that people wanting to back the fairy tale to back Brian Ellison?
This is his last big chance of winning at Seymour, really, isn't he? He's still only six. He's £4 higher than he was last year. He just made his move a little too early. And, you know, a furlong from home at Newcastle is still a long way over 2 miles. And he was just collared by Antiquarium on that occasion. You know, he's been contesting some really strongly run races since his unlucky second in that race. And, you know, he's probably improved again. But you're just vulnerable to a younger horse that is on the up. He will give his running. You know, I would imagine he will be bringing home some place money once again. Seymour. Stall 11's a reasonable draw. If you look back to last year, he was similarly drawn in stall 12. So, yeah, he should run his race, but I think second, third, fourth is what he's looking at best for me, Sam.
And the market headed by Fly Me to the Stars for Sir Mark Prescott, who's very lightly raced, has won three of his four starts so far, and there still could be a little bit more of improvement to come from this horse.
Yeah, the way he shaped at Newcastle last time, he left the feeling that there was more to come from him. He beat Endless Acres on that occasion, who has since finished second in the Ascot Stakes, and he still ran a little bit green in the closing stages for me. My main concern for this horse, Fly Me to the Stars, is whether he'll be streetwise enough after only four starts. You know, it's a big ask for an inexperienced horse to come and win a maximum field handicap around Newcastle after only four starts. And if he can, you know, lie up in a good position, he should run a decent race, but I think he could be lacking for experience in a big field handicap. I think this will bring him on no end, but it might just be a year too soon this time around.
Okay, it's then 8-1 for Higher Power, who hasn't been out the front two in his last six starts, Craig, and appears to hold every chance for the James Fanshawe operation.
Well, there's no better form really now, is there, than second to Big Orange?
Yeah, exactly.
In a Group 3 after what Big Orange went on to do last week at Royal Ascot, and, you know, he's held his form really well, Higher Power. There's nothing hiding, you know, in terms of his mark from the handicapper. I don't think he's very well handicapped on 107. I think there's better handicapped horses in the race, in particular one from this yard as well. I think he's got it all to do from his current mark.
There's some of the market principles then for the Northumberland Plate. Where does your cash lie for this year, Craig?
I've backed a couple, Sam, earlier in the week. Sir Chauvelin would be the one I'm most keen on for Jim Goldie. He ran an absolute cracker in the consolation race last year. He travelled like much the best horse in that race. He burst through to the front at the 2-furlong pole, and he was absolutely cruising at that stage of the race, but just made his move a little bit too soon on the wrong part of the track against the far rail. He was collared in the last few strides of that event by horses sweeping by down the middle of the track. Making his return this season, he looked an improved performer. He ran seventh in the Chester Cup. A little bit unlucky in running on that occasion. He was fairly well supported to win off a mark of 92. I mean, you know, the handicap actually raised him £2 for that run to 94. Then he went up to Hamilton and he won the Braveheart Stakes, and he was delivered quite late in the day by Sam James. He was given a perfect ride. He beat Kensington Star, who we've already touched on. It's got strong claims in the consolation this year. And You're Kidding, the filly of Mark, or mare of Mark Johnson's, who was third, is another subsequent winner. So that form looks extremely strong. And he's only £4 higher. He's on a mark of 98. He showed his liking for the track 12 months ago in the consolation race. Jim Goldie's yard is in fantastic form. I think Paul Mulrennan is the perfect jockey for this horse to deliver him late, because he, you know, as we discussed, he got there too soon last year, and I think he's got major claims. Sir Chauvelin, 16-1 each way is a decent bet, and the biggest danger could be Lord George, trained by James Fanshawe. This horse looks like he's been campaigned all season with this race in mind. They've been running him over inadequate trips of a mile and a half. He's been doing all his best work in the latter stages of both those contests. You know, they've got him on a good mark of 96, knowing they've got higher power in the race, and he's going to get a lovely racing weight for this race. I think they've waited to step him up to this trip for this race, obviously with the prize money on offer. You know, he looks well handicapped with George Wood taking £3 off, and he should absolutely relish the 2 miles round Newcastle. They are my two against the field, Sir Chauvelin and Lord George.
Lord George then at 10-1 and Sir Chauvelin at 16-1, Craig's two for this year's Northumberland Plate. We go across the Irish Sea then for the final race on today's podcast, and this is the Irish Derby coming up at 5:20, racing over 1.5 miles, and the betting continues to just about be headed by Wings of Eagles, who is 2-1 from the French raider Wildergeist, and then Cracksman is in the betting at 11-4, 9-1 for Capri, and bigger prices for the rest of them. Wings of Eagles just about clinging on to favourites in the Epsom Derby winner, but the support has all been for the French raider this week, and obviously we've got the Derby third in the field in the shape of Cracksman as well. It looks a decent renewal, Craig.
Yeah, I mean, the French horse is slightly harder to get an angle on, but the horse that beat him in the Group 1 in France last time has got form that ties in with La Provido that won the Jersey Stakes. So we know that is strong Group 1 form. And, you know, looking at the time of the race as well, Sam, you know, they went a fair gallop over a mile and a quarter. He did step up to a stiff mile and a half at the Curragh on Saturday. Surprised to see him matching Wings of Eagles at the head of the market for me, because Wings of Eagles won an above-average renewal of the Derby. I thought it was a fantastic race this time around. They went a real good gallop in the early stages. Cliffs of Moher looked like he was swinging through to win. And Wings of Eagles is actually well on top at the finish when you watch the race back. You know, he was just getting going through the line. If anything, you know, the layout of the Curragh track will suit Wings of Eagles much better than Epsom did. He just got away with it, in fact, at Epsom, swinging down the wide outside. Cracksman raced against the far rail, eventually finished third. The way they've gone through the line and over a track, a stiff mile and a half, I don't see Cracksman being able to turn around the form with Wings of Eagles. Aidan O'Brien's team was in real good shape at Royal Ascot last week, and I think this could be another Group 1 prize and another classic for him.
Wings of Eagles then the choice in the Irish Derby. Now the mount of Ryan Moore, of course, Padraig Beggy. Unfortunate to lose the ride in a way, Craig. That is the way the Ballydoyle operation is set up, but you can't do much more than win the Derby.
No, indeed, and Ryan Moore comes in. Well, it's slightly unfortunate, but you gave the horse a fantastic ride, and you know, you'll be remembered for that.
He will.
Because it was top work.
And, yeah.
And another huge plus for his chances on Saturday is the fact that pacemakers are in the lineup.
Yes.
Taj Mahal, you'd imagine, you know, is there to set a strong gallop. And the harder they go in the early stages, the more the stamina will come into play for Wings of Eagles. And you would imagine under Ryan Moore, he'll come home strongly once again.
Definitely so. Thank you very much for that, Craig. Just to give us a quick recap then, if you would, of your three selections at Newcastle and your fancy in the Irish Derby.
Kimberella, hopefully, to get us off to a flyer in the 2:25. We're going with London Prize just to get the better of Kensington Star in the consolation race for the Northumberland Plate. Two against the field in the big one on Saturday. Sir Chauvelin and Lord George, both decent prices. And finally in the Irish Derby, Wings of Eagles to win another classic.
Brilliant stuff. There we are. Craig Forsyth's thoughts on Saturday's racing. You can hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:35 p.m. with myself, Sam Norris, joined by Paddy Aspel and Seb Sanders. Thank you very much for that, Craig. Best of luck with the selections on Saturday and enjoy Northumberland Plate Day.
Thank you, Sam. I will.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.